Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Happy Friday, everybody. A feel-good Friday in May as we've got a big show. The Pirates are ready to play their first game without Derek Shelton and their strategy coach. We will talk about that. You'll hear Donnie Kelly for the first time as Pirates skipper in a couple hours. Also, Jim Leland at 4 o'clock. Remember, Kelly is his pupil. He is Obi-Wan Kenobi. Kelly is Luke Skywalker. So we're going to hear his thoughts on the new man manning the ship for the Pirates. Omar Khan addressed the media today about the George Pickens trade. He started by saying, I never do this. I normally don't talk after the draft, but something huge happened and I wanted to face the music. So kudos to him for that. And now we're going to react to it. He's saying there that George Pickens, that this was time for a fresh start for everyone. I agree with that, but he didn't say that a month ago or even a couple weeks ago, right after the draft, when talking about putting those two wide receivers together, Pickens and DK Metcalf, and this town being big enough for both of them. He thought it was a great thing to have those 1 and 1A wide receivers. So I actually have a theory to start today's show on this trade. And it goes back to Mark Cabali, who's going to join us a little bit later on. Cabali wrote that he thinks Mike Tomlin was behind this trade. I think he's right. I don't think that this was a unanimous decision. I get the sense that in this situation, Tomlin pulled rank, and Tomlin was the guy who spearheaded George Pickens getting traded, and Khan had to go out there and find a deal. And what I really want to know is what caused Mike to come to that conclusion. Was it Mike really thinking that he could not manage and coach George Pickens anymore? Or, and this is the much juicier one to me, is it them placating Aaron Rodgers already?
Well, what do you think it is? Well, now, I know which one you said is juicier for obvious reasons, but what do you actually think was Mike's motivation?
Well, I think it would be very, I'll answer your question this way. I think it would be very easy to argue in court or Judge Donnie's chambers.
Oh, man, you need a mulligan there, by the way. That this was a rough week for you in the judge's chambers.
I think it would be easy to argue that Aaron Rodgers is behind this. Because everything Mike Tomlin, other than, and you brought this up this week, other than that one moment where he said George needs to grow up, everything else has been him making excuses for George. And everything has been the Steelers leaking to Steelers media locally how much they believed in George and how ready they were to go to battle with George this year. And if Aaron, during this constant communication that exists between Rodgers and Tomlin, that's now been reported everywhere. James Palmer came on our show and said that earlier this week, and everyone's picked up on that. If Aaron's preference was to not have Pickens here, and you're still trying to like make him feel at home, you're telling him, hey, you know, feel right at home here. Take your pants off and walk around in your underwear. We want you to feel comfortable. If that's really what they're doing with Aaron Rodgers, then I could see Mike kind of pulling a 180 on this. And maybe during the draft, because of Georgia's contract, they were like, we need to be bowled over by an offer to trade him. But then as things have moved along with Rodgers, okay, maybe not so much anymore, because we're sensing that Rodgers and Pickens, that's going to be two Rams just locked horns.
And then if you try to get rid of Pickens at that point, you have zero leverage whatsoever.
And maybe by then, too, some of these other wide receivers you want to pick up are no longer available.
So I have a couple thoughts on this.
What do you think of that theory, by the way?
I don't think it's a bad theory. I think it's a very plausible theory, given how we know that they like to obfuscate and try to keep their motivations and how things happen as cloaked as possible.
I mean, Khan did not sound like someone who was fully on board with this trade today. He sounded like he had to go up there and he was handed almost a script of things to say about why this trade made sense for the Steelers. And by the way, 412-928-9370, if you'd like to chime in on
just
the
I guess
trade.
For the record, I think it was the right decision to trade him.
It's so like, do I.
But here's the thing. If it was Mike doing it because Mike had had enough of George Pickens, period, in a vacuum, had nothing to do with Rodgers, like, I think that each explanation that you throw out as a hypothetical has a very different connotation. If it's them doing it or Mike spearheading it so that he can placate Aaron Rodgers or put Aaron Rodgers in the best frame of mind because they know he's coming here, I don't love that, because I don't think Aaron Rodgers is good enough to be catered to like that. I say that as somebody that said they needed to trade him. It's much more heartening for the future about how, like, people in that front office and in that brain trust think about these situations. If Mike just said, essentially on some level to himself, you screwed this up, you tried with this guy, you didn't ever get, like, the true, you'd never reap the reward of having, like, put up with all this BS, so it's time to go. And you get a third-round pick ultimately for that. You feel like you did okay. If he came to that conclusion in a vacuum by himself and just said, I'm done with this guy, I would feel a lot better about it than, I really want to make the 41-year-old guy who's probably sending me daily affirmations via text message or something like that, or meditative, you know, trance music, happy by getting this guy who's not very detail-oriented out of here.
If the Steelers got rid of George Pickens to make Aaron Rodgers happy, how would that make you feel, Steelers fans? 412-928-9370. Here's the best part about this situation. We're actually going to get an answer on it. And it's not because Adam Schefter is going to, you know, take us behind the scenes, or because Jerry Dulac is going to talk to Art Rooney and put something out there, or Mark Cabali is going to come in here in a half hour and say, I just got a huge scoop on this. No. What they do at wide receiver from here on out is going to tell us. If they don't make a move, or they bring in
Keenan Allen
or Amari Cooper, or I heard a very interesting name that I'll get to later on in the show today. If it's one of those guys, then it doesn't look like it was done to placate or make Aaron Rodgers happy.
It looks like it was Tomlin reaching his breaking point.
If it's Alan Lazard or Romeo Doubs, then we'll have our answer. Then they would have created an opening to bring in somebody just to stroke the massive ego of Aaron Rodgers.
And I agree,
like,
but it's still a better situation than having had George Pickens here, even if those guys aren't as good as Pickens, which they aren't, because I think it was going to blow up.
I agree, but, like, if organizations are process-oriented, then I think it's okay for fans and for us on the outside to look at it the same way. I mean, here's a perfect example of that. Process of keeping Tristan Jarry and losing Marc-Andre Fleury, good results.
Keeping Matt Murray.
Yeah, keeping Matt Murray, losing Marc-Andre Fleury in the expansion draft. Process, good results, bad. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, results very bad.
Okay, getting rid of George Pickens because you're trying to make Aaron Rodgers happy, results might be good, but in my opinion, bad process. If that's the real reason.
Getting rid of George Pickens because you realized it was not ever going to work and you've come to your senses that you can't always rehabilitate every character issue guy. Process, good. I almost don't care what the results are, because I think in that case, it's the ends justify the means. I will say this. It doesn't, if it's true what Cabali's saying and what you think is very possibly true, that this was a Tomlin-led decision and that Omar didn't really want to trade George Pickens, I'm kind of in a weird spot here where I could go in any different number of directions. I don't feel like that reflects well on Omar, because I think there's a naivete about how George would have behaved all year and, like, how well this would have worked. If Mike was the only one, for one reason or another, who said, oh God, we got to get rid of this dude somehow, it's going to be a powder keg here, what were the other people thinking?
Well, isn't part of the quote-unquote Eagles formula having George Pickens and DK Metcalf? you guys, when we were talking about this trade the other day,
Eagles won
in the trenches, yes, but they also have two number one wide receivers.
I don't think Smith
they've
is a true
paid
number
him that
one.
Way.
I know they have, but I don't.
So they
I think
view
there's
him
one
that way.
One.
You can look at it on the out. Yes, you can look at it on the outside, like AJ Brown
but
is clearly
you're
superior.
You're oversimplifying here. The Eagles' thing is to have two number ones, and I know AJ Brown occasionally gets pissed off publicly, but that clearly gets swept under the rug, and in all is well that ends well. It's not the model is not keeping George Pickens to fulfill that Eagles end, mainly because George Pickens is a pretty singular character, even among diva, like a diva position in terms of how he conducts himself. Man.
Okay, but just to play devil's advocate on Omar's end, if I'm right, and Omar's like, I want to see how it, what it looks like with these two guys before we trade him for a third round pick. The whole point in theory of having Mike Tomlin make $20 million a year is that he's supposed to get the most out of George Pickens, right? Like, that's supposed to be his greatest strength.
He's well compensated to do that and to make tough decisions like going with Russ Wilson.
So if I'm Omar, I'm thinking possibly, like, we have to get rid of this guy and never see if this experiment works because the coach doesn't want to, like, try his hand at what he's most
But he's already tried
well
his hand
for?
At that for 3 years. You've got a pretty big body of evidence that it ain't going to work.
I agree with that.
So that's where I would come back on that one. Like, it's weird because, like, the auspices under which this happened might not be ideal, but I feel like it's very hard to argue unless you're one of those people who... You see the people who've deactivated their accounts, Donnie? They were Pickensburg. They said if they ever trade him, consider this account deactivated. I've enjoyed that.
How about Brewerly?
Brewerly, all but one tweet gone, and it's one about every story needs a villain. I love it. I want it desperately to really be Pickens. But, like, the auspices under which it came about can be argued, like, how what that means for how decisions are being made and how good we feel about the direction of the franchise. But I don't think it's arguable that because they got ultimately a third-round pick for George Pickens, they are better now that he is, like, better positioned now that he's not on their roster anymore than if he still was. If he was still a Pittsburgh Steeler and nothing was going to happen on this front, mm-hmm. or if the Panthers hadn't taken Tet McMillan and he had fallen to the Cowboys and then this definitely doesn't happen, I wouldn't feel great about how things were going to shake out this year, no matter who the quarterback
Donnie,
is.
Donnie, if you found out that they got rid of Pickens to bring in one of Rodgers' boys and he was the guy who was secretly behind this trade, how would that make you feel as a Steelers fan?
I'd find it ridiculous. The guy is not on the team. We can act like he's on the team all we want. All the players can say, well, you know, we think he's coming here. We're pretty sure he's coming here. He is not on the team.
So you were not, you gave this trade, what, a C+?
Yeah.
So if in a week or two we find out that Alan Lazard is coming to the Steelers, you're going to be pissed.
Yeah.
If it's swap Pickens out and Lazard in, you're going to be a very upset Steelers fan.
Yes.
Okay.
Because that's not somebody that I see to fill that void.
Why would you think they would do that other than just to make Aaron Rodgers feel
right.
better about himself?
I mean, I don't. For the record, I don't think that's what is at play here.
You actually think this is Tomlin just saying, I've had enough. I've had all I can take, and I can't take no more.
Well, like
I think we're going to get our answer
if it's a former Packers Rodgers receiver who comes here.
Yeah, I mean, I think it comes back to the idea that all along when Pickens was a headache, but he knew he could get away with it because he knew, players know when there's nobody really that good behind them. He knew that all along. The moment they traded for DK Metcalf, this became more and more of a possibility because they said, well, this guy is a pain in the ass, but now we have somebody who's just as good, and we think a little bit.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A bit better.
.221, now the time to make the call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums, 724-443-5610. Mark Cabali is going to be here from the Pat McAfee Show in about a half hour. We'll react with him to what Omar Khan said today. George Pickens talked to Dallas media, also what the rookies looked like, day one of rookie minicamp. So I was given a list from a former NFL GM. Four names. Potential Steelers George Pickens replacements. And I also was given a wild card. This was not a name that's rumored to the Steelers, but this person thinks that this guy is available and believes that the Steelers should try to get him ASAP.
I like trying to guess. I like trying to guess wild card ones like that. Somebody that
I don't think you guys will be able to get the wild card, but you can guess it. Let's see how many of these, I guess five names then okay. You can.
So George Pickens replacements.
Yep.
So I guess Keenan Allen's got to be one.
He is.
Cooper's two.
He is.
Cooper's still 3 years younger, but it does feel like he aged very poorly and people had a very negative opinion of his time in Buffalo.
Don, you want to chime in here?
Does this have to be a free agent or
no.
It could be a trade?
No, it can be guys on other rosters.
How about like a Romeo Doubs?
Yep.
Romeo, Romeo, wherefore out there? Wherefore art thou, Romeo?
And you guys should be able to get the last one pretty easily.
Lazard?
Yep.
Okay.
And now the wild card's the tough.
Okay, so hold on. So my thought on this like wild card one.
You're going to get it. Malsey's going to say, I don't think it's this guy, and that's going to be who it is because he always does it that way.
No, I'm not pulling a stunt like that on you this time. I'm actually trying, and Donnie, you can join in. Your name is Donnie Football. I'm trying to work my way through guys who would be seen as like a good, like a very good complementary player to Pickens, okay? Or not to Pickens, to DK Metcalf, who presumably is in a place where his team is motivated to move him because they have somebody else in place who obviously like outstrips him.
I thought the name was,
give me a conference.
No, I'm not doing
that.
Okay,
fine.
It's not Brandon Ayuk, just so we don't have to like.
No, I wasn't going to guess him.
Ha ha.
I wasn't going to guess that. I wasn't going to do that.
Is it at the goal line and all that business? So it's not him. But when this name was thrown out to me and I've not heard anybody mention him, I thought, no wonder why you worked in the NFL. You are a brilliant person. You are a very smart person. And this is how a GM's mind works. Because this is. I would call about this guy immediately. If I'm not tethered to, you have to bring in an ex-Aaron Rodgers guy. When this name was brought up to me, like, that's exactly right. This is precisely the guy the Steelers should call on and try to pick up right now.
DJ Moore?
No.
That name had occurred to me, but I wasn't going to go with that one.
Does Moore have the same issue as Ayuk and Hill where there's a ton of dead money attached to him?
I can look that up quickly for you. The Tyreek Hill dead money yesterday really even surprised Palazzolo.
That it was so much?
I was like, holy crap, man.
He was taken aback by it.
Steve's even surprised. DJ Moore's current deal. And we know DJ Moore, by the way, he weirdly does not love Caleb Williams. Let's see here. His cap, I'm sorry, I was looking at the wrong number here.
And they drafted Burden. They drafted Luther Burden.
Yes, right. $60 million to trade him. Huge number.
Yeah, they're not doing that.
So he's not going
anywhere.
That's
a non-starter.
Okay, so Donnie, we have to think quickly. I think here's my theory.
You have until 2:26.
Yes, 1 minute. Donnie, I think it's a guy on a rookie deal, so there's no like insane dead cap number.
Getting warm.
Who got replaced essentially by a draft pick by his team.
Getting warmer.
And is going to then be available because that team wants to recoup an asset because they have no intention
getting
of signing
him. Getting very, very warm.
Anybody with Houston?
I don't think it could be Tank.
They drafted two receivers.
Getting colder.
No, I feel like it might. Does it have to do with Tet McMillan in Carolina?
Getting not too cold.
Or it's somebody. Oh, wait. Who's in Tampa right now? Who's in Tampa right now?
Getting very warm.
Godwin.
Nope.
No, because he just resigned.
Not Mike Evans either.
Getting scorching hot right now. Temperature of the sun.
Who am I missing on that roster?
Well, so they just drafted Egbuka.
Yep.
They have McMillan there.
There it is.
That's
there
the guy, Jalen McMillan. I wanted them to pick McMillan. All
there
right.
It is.
You know what? The Mulsey process of elimination, and we got it right at 1 minute. I think the Mulsey, I could be a detective right now.
That makes sense
now.
To me.
Can you imagine me on first 48?
Tampa's,
I'm putting the evidence
Tampa's
together.
Got Evans, Godwin, and they just drafted Egbuka. And they had a guy last year from Washington, and they picked in the third round who was pretty good. And now he's just going to take a back seat.
Well, I mean, this
that's a guy who deserves more playing time.
This would be rectifying the Roman Wilson mistake because they took Roman Wilson when Jalen McMillan, who's about 6'1", two bills, like a much more physical wide receiver.
Now, I don't know if the Steelers are actually interested, but this former GM said that is exactly the guy they should go after right now.
I love that idea because I was a huge fan. Dude, he caught 8 touchdowns last year. Much better passing offense.
And now he's a fourth wide receiver.
He didn't even play close to the full season. He only played 13 games.
Yep.
What are we doing here? This is a great idea. Oh, my God, Mulsey.
Here's Frank on the fan. Hello, Frank.
Hey, guys. Hey, couple real quick points. With Pickens, we're talking about the guy with 4 touchdowns and 900 large yards last year and a bad attitude and a cancer in the clubhouse.
Yep.
So let me real quick question for you. If the Steelers traded a third-round draft pick for a wide receiver right now or a guy that scored 4 touchdowns and 900 yards with a bad attitude late to practice, what would you guys be saying about the Steelers trade?
I wouldn't love it, but here's the thing. If they trade for Romeo Doubs and they're going to trade for a guy who didn't show up to practice and got suspended by the Packers.
Well, I'm not saying that's the right move. Right move either, and I don't think he can tie in. If they get a guy from the Packers, that means Rodgers was behind
the either. What are you talking about?
That's
the dumbest thing I've ever heard. No disrespect, Frank.
If they get a guy from, so when
the Jets
Frank,
sign,
what a stupid opinion.
So
unbelievably bad.
Holy
no,
hell.
No disrespect
hold
though,
on,
Frank.
Hold on
my
here,
goodness.
Frank. Hold on here, Frank. When the Jets signed Randall Cobb and Alan Lazard, that had nothing to do with Aaron Rodgers.
No, Rodgers was on the team, but those guys trading away the Steelers trading away Pickens has nothing to do with with Rodgers potentially wanting his own receiver, and it has everything to do with getting rid of a guy who is obviously a cancer and the veterans have said. Hey,
well,
yeah.
We've also heard Peter Schrager said that he was loved in that locker room. I tend to not believe that as much, but I don't know. I mean, everything was, we can make this work. We can make this work all offseason, and then suddenly it wasn't. And if it isn't because they bring in Romeo, what are you guys laughing about?
I just can't get past. That is the dumbest thing I have ever heard. No disrespect intended.
He took it very well.
He
too.
Did.
See,
well,
that's that,
I, he took it in good humor because that's why I piled on with that.
That
is so stupid. No disrespect.
And that's a lesson for Bechtold on how to interact with Pomp.
Don't say to Pomp that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
But I caught myself. I said no disrespect.
Oh, my God. You can't just wipe it away.
What are you talking about?
You're lucky Frank isn't going to march down here and sock your pal right
in the kisser.
I
mean, my wife says things to me like, no offense, and then says something ridiculously offensive.
Has the phrase, I don't mean to be rude, ever been followed by an actually not rude statement?
Yeah, like, but that's what you try to cancel it out. You try to soften the blow.
Frank,
that's what I did there.
Frank, you're an A-plus caller because you took it in good humor.
All right, Donnie Kelly later in the show. We'll hear him for the first time as Pirates manager. And Jim Leland on his prize pupil, Donnie Kelly, at 4 o'clock. Can't wait to talk to you, the Hall of Fame Pirates manager. All right, this is a fun Bucko Minute. Nice Friday Bucko Minute. Put together the all-time lineup of baseball players from Pittsburgh?
Walker's
Does Donnie Kelly crack the lineup? By position, not just nine guys.
Shortstop's easy. Honus
Are they
Wagner.
Playing at PNC Park? Because Ian Happ has to be in the lineup.
They're playing at Old Exhibition Field, or whatever the hell it was called.
Exhibition Park.
Yeah.
Honus for sure
at third. Or at shortstop, excuse me.
Neil at second.
I think that's pretty easy.
Sean Casey.
At first.
Is there anybody we're forgetting for Casey?
Like, better first base
product? Is there somebody? Casey sounds like the right one because that guy's a 300 hitter, like a kind of a Mark Grace style hitter, not a ton of pop.
I agree with everything you've said about him in terms of a description so far.
He did get thrown out, though, from right field or from left field once, which is still.
Yeah,
I know
that was incredible.
I know he stumbled out of the box and he probably doesn't like to be reminded of it, but that
I mean, dude was a hell of a hitter.
Play. He had the first home run in PNC Park history. In a real game.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Ripped a Todd Ritchie pitch, I believe it was, well over the Clemente wall. Stan Musial, are we counting DeNora?
Of course.
Then technically, Ken Griffey Jr. can be in center field.
Well, I was actually going to say, I feel like it should be Ken Griffey Sr. and not Ken Griffey Jr.
Because Jr. actually grew
I don't
up in
really,
Cincy.
I don't really count then we Jr.,
put,
but
put
I think
Griffey
we count Sr.
Senior. Put Griffey yeah. Sr. in left field?
We might have to play him in
center. Might. Musial played right field.
Because we've got Happ right now as a corner outfielder, potentially.
Hap's got to play center, I think. How was Griffey Sr.'s range?
Musial, Griffey Sr., and Hap as the outfield. We need a third
base.
Wait,
was Musial left or right field, I thought? I thought he's right fielder.
Yeah, he's a right fielder.
Okay.
We need a third baseman. We need a catcher. We need a pitcher. We need a relief pitcher, too. Where did Ken Maka play? Did he play third?
Typical Pittsburgh, you can't find anybody to play the corner infield spots, whether they're from here
I was going to suggest a pitcher if we need to find one. What about the late Bucko Bob Moose, export guy?
Was Johnny Dickshot from Pittsburgh?
I hope so. How about Eagle Eye?
I mean, the first pitcher that popped in, I completely kind of brain farted Bob Moose. Chris Peters was the first pitcher I thought of for
Peters from Peters Township.
For some reason. Probably because I played golf with his brother quite a bit.
Really?
Yeah.
Good golfer?
He's really good. Well, compared to me, everybody looks like Tiger Woods. True. All right. So I'm going to put, I'll put Moose down even though he had a horrible moment in Pirates history for now. Third base and catcher and a reliever.
So Moose on the mound.
Yep.
Catcher.
I mean, Wehner can play third.
I was
going to
say, what about Wehner?
Hold on.
A few texters have suggested Wehner.
Why don't we do this for Wehner? Because this is the spot. He's our super utility guy. He's coming in.
He's playing third right now, Chris.
I know.
Can you find a better third baseman?
I'm thinking right now. You know who's going to make it? Although, this guy plays shortstop, I think. Weatherholt's going to be on this list
soon. Yeah,
but
we can't put a guy that's
no,
a prospect
I know, I know.
On this
I'm
list.
Saying I think if we Chalooch? Did this 5 years from now, he might crack this
But we're
list.
Doing it in 2025.
I know,
Why are
Chalooch.
You bringing up what our list would look like in 5 years?
Okay, wait. So what do we have to fill?
We need a catcher and we need a starting pitcher, right? I think of Moose as more of a he's a reliever, was he not?
I'm just thinking of how about oh,
God, this has gone off the rails terribly.
Brendan McKay would have been an interesting pick, but he's been hurt so much.
Wait, I had a thought here.
Go ahead.
You said we need a catcher.
Yep.
Do we count Josh Gibson?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Dude, that's the best pick of the draft right there. He might actually be the best player on a team that has Honus Wagner and Stan Musial.
Did you get that from Twitter? Did you or from the text line, or did you get that one on your own? Because that's a
I have like a list of like Pittsburgh-born baseball players.
Dude, that's phenomenal.
Donnie, you just made our team right
our
there.
Team is an...
Yeah, baby!
Team's a bunch of ass-whoopers now. Isn't he right now the all-time leading hitter by batting average because they've updated to include like
yeah, they
Negro
count
League
those guys
stats?
Now.
Oh, a couple... some good suggestions on the text line if we really do need another pitcher.
Derek Law.
Matt Clement.
Oh, yep.
And how about this for a reliever?
I don't know how I brain farted him.
That's a bad one by us. Pony.
Do we want to go with Mason Miller?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
I'll be a victim.
Clement
of the
has to be on our on the start on the bump to start.
And then Miller's the closer?
Yeah, Miller's just throws nothing but gas, dude. Guy throws like 103. And he's been on this show before. So we need a first baseman, which my God.
No, we got Casey at first.
We got Casey. We put him there. Okay. I got kind of caught up trying to think of somebody else. How many games is this team winning? 162 game schedule. I think they're winning 95 plus.
Wait.
Just Matt Clements going out there every single day throwing several thousand innings.
Someone just texted in another good one for third to unfortunately knock Wehner off his spot.
Uh-oh.
Is that who you're thinking?
Art Howe?
Well, I was going to say,
the former A's manager. Yeah. He played third for the Cardinals. I think he's a career, according to the text, 260 hitter.
14 war player, yeah. He's got to be over.
Was Pi Trainer a Pittsburgh guy?
No.
I thought he was like randomly from Louisville or something.
No, he just lived here after his playing days were done.
Framingham, Massachusetts. He's a Boston guy. We can't put him on this team.
All right, I'm putting Art Howe.
Pi Trainer.
Remember him in Moneyball, Don?
Oh, he's great. The late Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Pi Trainer Field
Very
in North
pissed
Park,
about
Donnie.
His portrayal in that movie, by the way.
Did not like it.
Very
it made him,
upset.
Didn't it make it seem like he was all against it when he, in fact, went with it?
Yep.
Pi Trainer Field, Donnie, in North Park, where I think like some high school teams used to play. Funniest thing I ever saw at a high school field, and the source of many, like, the toughest kid on your baseball team would tell a fish story. The deepest alley at Pi Trainer Field, it did have a fence, was 457 feet from home plate. And you would hear kids say, yeah, we played there. I homered over the 457 sign. They said the ball was still rising as it went out. Like, stuff like that would happen. But it had this corner in right center field. I don't know if the field is still there. Almost 460, dude.
We got to take either Griffey Sr. or
who did we forget?
Or Hap off the team. Dick Allen from Wampum.
Good one.
Guys in the Hall of Fame.
I think we got to take Hap off. Don't.
Oh, there goes Steve in the background. Not sure
what
why
happened?
We hear Steve Wilson chiming in here. Thank you, Steve.
Anyway, I think we take Hap off. Because even if the games were played at PNC Park, Hap would be hitting leadoff.
Yeah, I agree.
So I think Allen's a good one.
Good one. He's a great one.
Yeah.
He's better than Griffey Sr.
I know. So we if you were power ranking the eight position players on this team, which I would, or the non-pitchers, is it, man, I think it's a hell of a job to try to rank Musial, Gibson, and Wagner. Who's number one there? That's a hell of a, like, you could
You're right.
conceivably
that's
try.
That's a great nucleus of the ball club.
You could order 1, 2, and 3 there in any order you wanted, and you would have just a nails team.
Poor Donnie Kelly didn't make it. That was the whole genesis of this.
Yeah, but you know what? This team's winning an assload of games.
Do you think these guys could beat the Pirates right now?
Like, in their current forms?
Yes.
How many of them are even alive?
My other question
There's
was,
a big hole between a short or third base and second base right now. Wagner doesn't have much range.
My other question was with Gibson, since we kind of did the opposite with Griffey Jr. He moved here when he was 12.
I count that.
Okay.
I count that. Under the that's like not Rob Gronkowski stuff there. I think we're doing that on the up and up. Plus,
right.
I just want to have Josh Gibson on the team.
All right, so our all-Pittsburgh baseball team, outfield Dick Allen, Ken Griffey Sr. and Musial. Infield is Casey at first, Neil Walker at second, Hannes Wagner at short, Art Howe at third. And then the battery is Clement to Gibson, and then the closer is Mason Miller. That's a squad.
That is a team. Throw a couple lefty relievers in there. Did Joe Bimel live here or just go to Duquesne? We could have Chris Peters.
Yeah, well, he's from
around here,
He's from up in Elk County. Do we count that?
No, that ain't Pittsburgh. I mean, if you've been to Elk
County.
What's
it called? St. Mary's, PA? Or something like
that? That's pretty far.
St. Mary's is 2 hours away.
Yeah.
Home of straw beer.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.